back, everyone. This is J.R. Flatter, and this is The Secrets of Leadership Coaching. My special guest, my distinguished guest, is Marta Howard. And Marta, I'll let you introduce yourself, because she'll do a much better job than I ever could.
Oh, no, thank you so much. And thank you for inviting me to share time with you and those tuning in for some learning moments. I gain knowledge nuggets every time that you and I are together. So I'm grateful to be here.
Well,
it is true. I am Marta Hout, and I am a Gallup certified strengths coach. And I've been so since 2015. And currently I am part of a magical cohort through Flatter Inc. and have proudly earned and added certified leadership coach. So I will add that to my list of credentials very proudly. So professionally, for the last 9 years, I've served as associate director of HR for Washburn University, where coaching leaders and teams has become priority. I introduced myself and coined myself as a resource for humans because that's the role I play. And that is the lens that I choose to look through. So I think my professional path has many stones and that have guided my journey and paved my path to where I am today. And some of the stones I've strategically placed, and while some rocks have just rolled right in. And each one has proven an embraceable opportunity for me to stretch, struggle, and grow, I'd say. That's the way I like to look at them. And being blessed to, I've been surrounded by courageous leaders and fabulous coaches, whether they call themselves that or not, identified themselves as that. I've learned with every step, and through that building of resilience myself, I've learned to embrace these opportunities and see them as such, and then learn to lean into my own strengths. So always facing forward. And I think I've just, every step that I've taken on each stone or rock has led me to be who I am today. Is that an okay introduction, you think?
Beautiful. Enough? Thank you. So tell us a little bit more about this Gallup strength and how it's different than other tools we might consider using.
I think I was drawn to Gallup. It's positive psychology, and my top five, I'm achiever. So achiever, strategic. I am a learner. So lifelong, everything I do, I lead with learning, and then positivity and arranger. So those are my top five. And I used strength-based leadership before I pursued Gallup, before I really jumped in and became certified. So the more I learn about humans, the better I serve humans. And so I was a hardcore sales executive for, I call it my grown-up career. So for 20 years, that was my, what I did across the US, continental US. And I had limited time with my leaders. So I focused on what they did best, and how they could use their strengths to achieve and to overcome. And that's what I did. And so learning what, is the best, what people can do, and then how they can manage so-called weaknesses. Because a weakness is really just something in your way. It's not something that defines you. It's not a deficiency about you. It's nothing broken about you. It's something that you need to manage, right? And you should use the best of you. And that's really your greatest opportunity for growth. So your natural ability to, the way you think, the way you behave, and those natural born talents. And I just think once you realize that about yourself, that just, it helps. And then it gives language to things we used to think bugged us about people, and then you look at it and you're like, no, that's actually amazing. And how can I use that? Right. And it just takes the personal out of things, and it creates functionality. And where before was something that just impeded forward progress. Does that make sense?
No, absolutely.
In a nutshell.
So you mentioned this word a couple of times, being a lifelong learner.
I am.
What does that mean? I hear that a lot in leadership circles.
There's no way I could know everything, right? So, yeah. And my way can't always be the best way. I may prefer that if people did things my way. However, if I just surrounded myself with everyone that thought like me, there's no way we could come up with a global solution, right? So cognitive diversity, the differences in the way people think, will lead us to better, broader solutions. And somebody has something that I can learn. Every time that I'm with someone, I learn something. And it came from my dad a long, long time ago. And he was just like, never miss an opportunity to keep your mouth shut. Like, you know, because if you're talking, you're not learning. So yeah. Just listen and observe. And I think that's when I started journaling, I journal body language, you know, because people say so much more than they actually articulate, than they just say, you know. And so I would, in the margins, I was jotting down what was really being said, you know, the side eyes and the body language and when people shut down, and I just notice everything. So I did that very early on. And I think that played a part in, you know, we'd review notes, right? And I'm like, somebody would say, oh, they're working on the budget and they should have it out by fall. You know, those numbers should be out. And I'm like, I have written here, they're never releasing that. Like, you know, and they're like, what meeting did you go to? And I'm like, oh, no, because there was, you know, people never looked up. And I'm like, no, there was definite, you know, a look across the room that was like, no, this is politically what we're going to say, and this is what's really going to happen. And just knowing that transparency is, you know, clarity is kindness. Thank you, you know, Brene Brown. It's true.
Yeah, I love Brene Brown.
Mm-hmm.
So our peers are our audience.
Mm-hmm.
So other coaches, other leaders, people thinking about becoming coaches, people thinking about becoming leaders, are just working on their craft. Mm-hmm. What advice and or what information might you point them towards your chair?
Great question. I think, I know coaching, when you label it coaching and you start learning coaching, it is uncomfortable, right? Because you always are thinking of another question. So my commitment to coaching, I think it was always in my tool belt as a leader. So it was a little more natural because I'm a curious, well, learner number three, right? So I'm just a naturally curious person. And I like to see how people's brains work. And I'm not going to be there on their sales floor to solve their problems. I would like to create problem solvers. I didn't want my phone to ring, you know, as a district manager, or, you know, I didn't want people to see or, you know, come around and call me all hours of every day. So I am, and coaching is giving the work back. So if you can be a thought partner and just return the question back to someone, and then create that space to offer reflection and opportunities to guide leaders to become their own problem solvers. Because in the end, they have to be accountable for those decisions they make, right? You're not going to be standing next to them when they make that decision. So they have to have confidence and trust. And as you build the trust in your coaching relationship, you know, your partnership along that journey, that evokes awareness in the leader, and that can then create trust in themselves. You know, they begin to build their own confidence and trust in the decisions that they make, and that builds resilience. So when they make the wrong decision, which they will, they'll be able to bounce back up. And then in essence, what they're doing too, is they're modeling behavior for the teams they're building, you know, they're showing, hey, it's okay to be human because we're in this together. And when we stick together, we have the resilience together. You know, we're like, oh, that was the wrong turn, or missteps are part of learning. Mm-hmm. The only failure there is if you stay there, you know, like show some hustle and get to moving, you know, change up. And that's really, you have to trust yourself and able, you know, in order to be able to do that. And leaders have to be able to do that.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. Mm-hmm. So one of the requirements of being a distinguished guest on The Secrets of Leadership Coaching, you have to give up one of your secrets.
I have so many, and we share in this family. So I'm always willing to share. So because everyone is so gracious in the coaching community, and my experience is that you share, because no one reaches brilliant by themselves. Also my opinion. I think I put it on my resume sometimes, or at least my cover letter there. I think in order to maintain the coaching mindset, right? I'm trying to decide which secrets, they all just flooded into my head. So I think I'm going to choose, I'm known as not only a resource for humans, but I'm known as hashtag no judgment, right? So that's, people call me that. And in order to do that, I think a secret is to replace criticism with curiosity. And because it's really easy to see someone in front of you and they give you something or they behave in a certain way because, you know, we judge others by their actions. We judge ourselves by our intent, right? And we just judge or we criticize. And instead, just get curious and find out why, you know, just wonder. And that's that catch and release, I call it. Like, you catch your judgment, you catch your, you know, whether you want to straighten them out, solve their problem, do whatever, catch it in your head, and then just let it go. And just be in the moment, focus on that leader in front of you, and just be curious.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah, I mean, it's, I think that's probably my most powerful secret because it's the one that keeps me grounded.
Yeah, I think the day we met, you
I might have
that secret in our cohort.
I might have, which I am so grateful to the cohort. Everything happened, you know, it's one of those rocks that rolled right in, and coaching is much easier than being coached for me. Surprise, surprise. And that's probably what I've learned the most, because I volunteer for any, well, I think we also, the day we met, I said, oh, I'll jump off the 10 meter dive. I have no problem.
that's right. You did.
Mm-hmm, and I did it.
Yeah.
I will hold back though and let others, because I'm a learner, and I will share the learning experience because I learn through others' learning. And but being coached, that was a rough one for me to dive off of. I think I crawled back down the ladder 6 times. Shameful. And then I got coached, and it changed my, I mean,
good.
Yeah. So grateful.
So the last thing before I let you get back to your day is, could you graciously provide us a few referrals on who might be additional distinguished guests in our podcast?
Well, I can't not say you could not go wrong without choosing from the cohort. I would, you know, the magical trio of Larry, Troy, and Glenn, I just would love to see. I would tune in and watch it over and over. I would tune in to Annalie, who changed my life, right? I mean, she was the one, that was her first coaching experience, and she was there. Yeah. And then Laura and Lauren.
Yeah.
If for nothing else, their accent, but and their brilliance, because they're bloody legends.
You mentioned 5 Australians.
I did. I did. I'm sorry. And I told, see, now you're going to say I can't even mention Grant because he's also Australian. And I was going to say I was saving Corey because I was
Okay, cool.
categorizing into law enforcement because then I'm going to go outside the cohort and say Corey. And then there's two, which I'll do introductions for you.
Please.
I want to say, well, you know Anthony Escalante,
Yeah,
right? You know
sure.
him. And so Matt Simpson is his associate chief. So that in the police force. And those are two of my law enforcement best friends. So and coaching partners for a long, many, many years. And I mad respect for the way they lead on a daily basis in a high stressful environment. And their work family self balance is magnificent. And then I would also like to do an introduction with Dr. Pat Sanahan, who is in your area, I mean in your East Coast,
Okay.
who's magnificent in higher ed and in leadership development.
Great. I'm watching the clock and I want to give you some time to be mindful between this and your next gig.
Yeah, thank
So
you so much.
thank you so much for being with us, and your insights are invaluable to our cohort. So
I
look forward
appreciate
to seeing
every
you at best
login.
probably 48 hours from now or not, no, less than that.
Yeah,
Have a great
not
day.
long.
Thanks so
You
much.
too. I appreciate you. Thanks.